available for everybody. The desire to preach or to give out Krishna consciousness, to give it, distribute it, is not a a business-like proposition. It is a descending current which takes place in an automatic way. When Mahaprabhu appears as Sri Krishna, enveloped by the heart and halo of Srimati Radhika, then automatically there's an overflow. That overflow is given out everywhere. And we have heard that although Srila Gaura Kishore Babaji Maharaj did not show a preaching mood all the time, sometimes definitely, but not as we have seen preaching moods, little less and more solitary in his nature. And we are told that he told Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur to do his bhajan. But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that your grace is so overflowing in me that I must give it out. I have to give it out. I can't contain it. It's necessary for me to give it out. And so that giving out is a divine phenomena, and it does not depend on any shortage, or doesn't fail on any shortage, or depend on any abundance of facility in this world. It stands by itself and for itself, and it comes only to the fortunate seeking souls. It is Krishna himself actually playing in the heart of his pure devotee. And we must try to drink that nectar. Srila Maharaj told a verse the other day, but he didn't give the translation, so I want to give the translation. Generally a bad day is considered to be a day when there's clouds and the sky is cloudy. But that day on which we cannot hear talks of Achyuta, Sri Krishna, the infallible Supreme Lord, that day which the nectar of the news of Sri Krishna do not enter our ear, nectarine talks do not enter our ear, or which we cannot drink with our ear, that is a bad day. Jada chuta kata lapo karnapi jusha varjitam jad tad dinam durdinam manne megha chandang na durdinam. That is a bad day, not the day which is covered by, not where the sky is covered by clouds, but the day that harikata does not come in our ear, or we do not drink with our ears. That's a bad day. So that's not a hypnotic thing, actually. And also we may think that if we hear everything from the repertoire of one pure devotee, we have everything, but it is also not so, because harikatha is a very oceanic thing. It is a very broad and a very ever-expanding. We may not pass a day for years. We can live that way without repetition. Harikatha is such, and it is our only desire or hunger to receive that which will give us the chance to hear that ever new type, Navanarayaman. Ever youthful Krishna is called Navanarayaman, and his katha and his nature and form and name and qualities are all ever fresh, ever new, ever youthful, and again youthful, and again new, continuously over and over again, Navanarayaman. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had explained Atmarama Shlok to Sarvabhaum, he gave 9 meanings, perhaps, I think, to the verse. But then when he spoke to Sanatan Goswami, the same verse he described was in 61 different ways. And explained the cause of that to be the receptivity of Sanatan. He says, I don't know really the meaning, but by your association, I shall try to explain it. And then he explained it 61 different ways, and a very unprecedented way he explained the meaning of the verse. And the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita is like that, and all the divine scriptures of the Vaishnavas are like that. They expand, they live, they move, they have color, they have rhythm, they have ever-expanding conscious meanings in a dispensation, in a very transcendental dispensation. And it is only very fortunate souls. Chaturvidha bhajante mang jana sukriti norjana gya arto jigasul artarti gyani chavaratasava. Four types of men come to me, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, and when they get sukriti, they leave off the external shell of their previous search, namely to get freedom from suffering, arto jigasu, and inquisitiveness, artarti, and the wanting of wealth, and jnana, the search for liberation or knowledge. Liberation and knowledge don't seem to be the same thing in English, actually. It seems to be some mysterious thing about that, but basically what jnana means is enlightenment. Enlightenment is something that we do ourselves. We try to do it ourselves to make ourselves higher up, elevate, self-elevation, or self, it's called self-exertion, jnana, to gather knowledge. And along with jnana somehow comes renunciation, because the more enlightened a person is, we take it that the less interested he is in the mundane world. It comes that way. That's why jnana and vairagya are usually in the same boat. That's the reason for it. But bhakti mukha nirikaka karma yoga gyan, the Charitamrita has given us that in the face of bhakti, devotion, karma, yoga, and jnana are only onlookers, bystanders and onlookers, but not participant. No jnanam nacha vairagyam shreya praya bhavediha. Praya shreya bhavediha. They're not integral limbs or participant factors in the process of devotion, anga. They're not angas or integral participant parts of devotion. They may, and the word praya generally is used because they're generally not participant, the word it's given there in that verse, and the word generally is used is why? Is because they may sometimes be of some value, but only in a very preliminary or introductory stage. In a very introductory stage, some cultivation of knowledge or some austerity, apparent austerity, is employed. As Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada told, no intoxication, no gambling, etc. That seems to be an austerity, but in fact, if a fortunate soul engages in the service of Holy Guru Vaishnava, after some time it would be rather an austerity not to live his life that way. It would be an austerity on the other hand then, and those practices are no longer considered austerities. So actually in a very beginning stage, those jnana, vairagya, etc., renunciation, abnegation, or knowledge seeking may give some slight encouragement and assistance to devotees' devotion, but only in a superficial way. If anyone without those attempts tries to serve sincerely, he will get much more progress than the one who tries with separate endeavor to cultivate his indifference to the world or his scriptural knowledge. And that may be taken so far to the point where we can find that not only that, but it may be rather injurious, because jnana or renunciation holds a highly esteemed position. Even in the Veda, it's holding a highly esteemed position. And pride kills. Because of pride, therefore, that is that jnana or vairagya can be a great obstacle to the progress of the genuine devotee. And it's told once by Srila Guru Maharaj, half-truth is more dangerous than falsehood in the aspect of jnana or search for liberation or knowledge. But jnana shunya bhakti, or knowledge devoid of any search for liberation, devotion devoid of any search for liberation or knowledge, is accepted by Mahaprabhu in the beginning in the series of questions and answers, and also given by Srila Rupa Goswami. Once I asked Srila Guru Maharaj, if karma, jnana, yoga and all these things are shells, as Rupa Goswami Prabhu says, onya avilashita shunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhakti ruttama, those things must be removed, divested, for real devotion and service which is pleasing to Krishna. So if those things must be divested and they are all shells or coverings, then why is chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita is karma yoga? Why chapter 4 is jnana yoga? Why chapter 5 is karma jnana yoga? Why chapter 6 is dhyana yoga? They're all external. Why half, almost half, well, the first third of the Bhagavad Gita then is dealing with things that are considered anatta, considered unwanted and unfavorable and even injurious to the practice of devotion. Why is it so then? And Srila Guru Maharaj replied that that to ask that is like asking why was there Maya in the first place. That's all he answered to me. I was expected to know the rest. And after some time, I've come to understand the rest means simply that to give a chance to everyone in every station of life, in the station of karma, jnana, yoga, etc., those chapters take a person in that plane and take him to the unalloyed plane. And if we read a little in those chapters, we'll find that actually they hit to the center. Even though they start from a person in the lower plane, such as exploitation or renunciation or meditation, still the very teachings, by their very nature, they still hit to the center. In other words, they hit to the service of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. But they accommodate varieties of persons who are stuck in the mud, so to say, of karma, jnana, yoga, dhyana. Although I say mud, actually none of them are condemned by Sri Krishna. He doesn't condemn, Krishna doesn't condemn anyone, nor do the great teachers who teach us that these things should be removed. But by showing the pure service of Sri Krishna, especially in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they show us that the how inferior are the other pursuits, and therefore they naturally appear like mud. And so much so that a great surprise is there. A great Srila Guru Maharaj wrote in his Prapanna Jivanamritam that for one who comes to Krishna Seva, especially in the line of Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Dev, that he will not only discard karma, jnana and yoga, or exploitation, renunciation and meditation as being unfavorable and as being or practically obstacles, but he'll also discard the service of Lakshmi Narayan and Vaikuntha in the same way. And he quotes a verse by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, a song, and a verse by Raghunath Das Goswami in Manashiksha. But if we read those verses and they say we will be thrown down to Vaikuntha, we should consider whether we even got up to Viraja first, or Brahma, or even Sargaloka or Bhuvarloka or something like that. If Raghunath Das Goswami or Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if you have attraction for Lakshmi Narayan, you'll be thrown down to Vaikuntha, but you have to be up first to be thrown down. So those statements are not literal, literal statements for one and all, but they only illustrate the deep value and extreme acme of spiritual attainment in Vrindavan. They are given to illustrate that. Certainly if one was to go to Vrindavan, he wouldn't be thrown down to Vaikuntha. But if he were to reach Vaikuntha a little further, he wouldn't be able to progress any further. But those statements are not taken as our daily bread and butter statements. They're statements of the extraordinary mood shown by the pure unalloyed dedication for the highest plane, and to encourage us for that pure unalloyed dedication, so much so that Prabodhananda Saraswati also said in one verse that all other rasas will be considered not only unnecessary, but they'll be considered as opposition. And he said that even if I don't get the slightest taste of a speck of the dust of the nectar from the corner of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if I don't get that, still I won't accept Vaikuntha, even if it comes down and gives itself to me. I still won't take it. I'd rather be without that, but hankering for that. And that must be the true test of sincerity of the seeker for the highest in the theistic, full-fledged theism, Srila Guru Maharaj used to say. Full-fledged theism means sarva-rasa samahar, or the entire spectrum of serving moods which is found in Goloka Vrindavan as given by Bhagavatam and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Maharaj, I beg to finish on this, if I may.
You can continue.
Oh, but you're here, Maharaj.
Anyhow, Maharaj, what I mean, I can invite some questions from the devotees. That is, that answer of the question is very easier for me. Yes, Prabhu, you can.
Okay, first question, Gayatri from Gurad. Is that, can that be seen as like different covers of this world, this plane?
Yeah. Maharaj, what? The Gayatri Mantra, Prabhu, I know.
Three words, can that be seen as different covers of this world, different planes? Covering this universe,
yes, layers, and it is living in consciousness, actually. There is some existence, but all we can feel within our consciousness that three loka, bhuloka, bhuvaloka and sarloka. But there also have some existence. Guru Maharaj told it, everything coming in our consciousness first. Then when we will try to see if we have that capacity, looking capacity, then we can see that three plane easily within our consciousness. Is it not, Maharaj? Tat savidur bharinyam.
Drashta.
Drashta. Then that way we can see through meditation. It's come out to us. Sometimes it can come out in front of us also with real vision, within real vision. But it is for only meditation.
Yes, true.
Both. Both, that is expression of Srila Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī Prabhu's sloka and Mahāprabhu's order to Nityānanda Prabhu and Haridāsa Thakur. We will try to harmonize both ways. That is, in Chaitanya Bhāgavata, Mahāprabhu said to Nityānanda Prabhu and Haridāsa Thakur, when first manifestation as Mahāprabhu, he is preaching to the Nadiyāvāsī, a citizen of Navadvīp. That time Mahāprabhu ordered to them, Suna Suna Nityānanda Suna Haridāsa, Sarvatra Amār Ajñā Kara Haprakāsa, Pati Dāre Dāre Gīyā Kara Ehi Bhikkhā, Bala Krishna Bhaja Krishna Kara Krishna Sikkhā. Yaha Bhai Ar Na Bolibe Na Balaiva, Din Avasane Asi Amare Kohiva. Oh, Nityananda and Haridas, you go door to door and tell them, they will chant Hare Krishna, they will do Seva of Krishna, and they will try to learn the service to Krishna. This way, ordered by Mahāprabhu to Haridas Nityananda. And from morning maybe 8:30 or 8 o'clock to evening, you preach it. Then come to me, who not will take your advice, you say me, and I shall take more attentive action for them. And other places, Hayat Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhu, he composed the Chaitanya Astakam. There, we are seeing that Hare Krishna Tuchai Spurata Jasano Nama Galana Kirta Ganti Sreni Subhaka Kati Sutra Jalakara Vishalakho Dirghar Galajugala Kelan Chita Bhuju Sachaidan Nakking Me Punara Vidrisho Yashati Padam. It is again, can I see that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra Uchai means loudly, and Hare Krishna Uchai Spurita Rasano, and counting the beats, that was in his waist, and Sutrujjalakara, Kati Sutrujjalakara, that means beats made by the cloth, cloth, tightened in cloth, and that way counting and non-counting, both is Mahaprabhu's advice. But counting the beads, that must be some regular way, and other time, non-counted way, we can chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Counted way, that must be, we have first advice giving to the devotees, 16 rounds, Srila Swami Maharaj also organizing, or Saraswati Thakur also organized that. Also, in the time of Saraswati Thakur, there are 4 rounds agreeable. Who is busily engaged with his service job, he must chant 4 rounds. But other times, non-countable way, they can chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra and do seva by hand and chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. It's, we are seeing that in Gundicha Marjan Leela, there everybody chanting Hare Krishna and doing work, and when each other calling this way, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, this way, each other calling them, Hare Krishna, give one back
one bucket water here, this way. And who is cleaning, telling him, Hare Krishna, here is some dirtiness, you please come here, this way. But not taking their own name, giving sound Hare Krishna, or Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, this way they are playing.
I read in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that when Mahaprabhu was going to travel through the Jarikanda forest, he only had a water pot, and that he was counting the round on fingers. Is that right?
Mahaprabhu, he many times shown his lila many way. Sometimes he is counting, sometimes non-counting with both hands. He is took up and chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, not only Hare Krishna Mahamantra, other few slokas also, Krishna 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 He, Ramo 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 He, Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Rukhamam, Ramo Raghava Ramo Raghava Ramo Raghava Pahimam, Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And sometimes Mahaprabhu chanting Hari Harai Namo Krishna Jadavaya Namo, Jadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namo. This way, Mahaprabhu Krishna, and he is shown in second sloka of his Sikhashtak. Then we can clearly understand that not only Hare Krishna Mahamantra, that is Hare Krishna Mahamantra for the Kali Yuga meditating and chanting everything, for the Jiva soul it is as medicine. But connection with Krishna and Krishna Nam and varieties of Krishna Nam, all we can take anyone. Mahaprabhu said it. Second sloka, if you try to remember, then you can understand. Nam nam akari bohudha nija sarva shakti stattarpita. Nam nam akari. Your holy name in this mundane world, many form, taking many form, it is appear. And bohudha, bohudha means varieties, way. Ram, Krishna, Keshav, Madhav, tarpare, Govinda, many name of Krishna. Vishnu, Narayana, Krishna, Vaikuntha, Vishtarasrava, Damodara, Hishikesha, Keshava, Madhava, Shabhu, Dattyari, Pundarikaksha, Govinda, Gururadhaja, Pitamara, Achyuta, Sarangi, Vishakshena, Janardana, Upendra, Indravaraja, Chakrapani, Chaturbhuja, Paddanabha, Modirupu, Vasudeva, Tivikrama, Devakinandana, Shauri, Sripati, Purushottama, Vanamali, Bali, Dhamsi, Pangsharati, Adhokshaja, many name of Krishna. We can chant, we can take any name for our whole time. And mantram is there, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But with all the name, power given, showing their full power in the name. Namanam kari bhuda nija sarva shakti tatrarpita. That is the holy name and form of Krishna is non-different. Then full power in living in the name. Niyamita smarani na kala. It is not necessary, oh, 9 to 9:30 I shall do, then other time not will do. Not necessarily, not like that. Whole time, any time, you can get that name. No smarani no kala. You can remember also, not only chanting. You can meditate, you can remember anything you can do with that name, nam, holy name. Niyamita smarani no kala, etadrishi tava kripa, that type of your mercifulness.
for these conditioned souls, but I am very unfortunate, that is, eagerness to chant of this holy name not come to me till now. This is meaning of that sloka. When devotees are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra or name of the Krishna, he is thinking who I am and what I have qualification and why Krishna will look me, that is, Krishna is very great and very big. Only causeless mercy can come to me. And suddenly if it will come, I shall think it is my good fortune. But I have no other way. I must chant his name, holy name. He will see or not to see, that is his own matter, personal matter. But I must chant his name, and one day I must get his mercy. I have no doubt. This way many holy name devotees are taking sometimes, and who is very attached with the conception of Mahaprabhu, they are trying to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra in an exclusive way and sometimes countedly, sometimes non-counted way. Sometimes loudly, sometimes
softly or quietly.
This way they are taking. Is proof.
When we chant the holy name, is there anything that you recommend that we would focus our attention on in our visual sense or in any way, as we're saying the name? Is there something that you recommend?
When we chant the holy name, do you recommend anything on which we should concentrate our visual attention?
This vision cannot... This vision cannot see anything. The transcendental world affairs. But we try to concentrate our mind for prayer to holy name. He will appear in our heart this way. Not to think that there is Radha Krishna Vigraha or Radha Krishna photo or Mahaprabhu's photo. I shall meditate them and chant. Not it is, actually. But I can pray in front of the photo or Vigraha, and in front of them I can chant. Some good feelings will come and attention not will go to other side. It is possible, but actually prayer is only there and necessary. You please appear in our heart, in my heart, and show, then I can see your form. But now I am very fallen and unqualified, but it is my prayer. You are so merciful and you appear in this mundane world, then please come in my heart and please appear there. This way, if any thinking we want to think, this way we shall try to think. Otherwise, concentrated way, we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sometimes very loudly if we chant it, other environment, from environment, some other thinking will going far. When loudly we are chanting that, onnomonoskota,
other thoughts,
other thought, we will go far. That way Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is chanting in the midnight and very loudly. And we heard from someone, disciple of Saraswati Thakur, he is living next to Bhaktivinoda Thakur house. Later he took sannyas from Saraswati Thakur. His name is Bhakti Swarup Parbhad Maharaj. But now he is disappeared. And living in my next house of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and every night he is watching. He was that time a 12 years or 14 years boy. And we heard from him, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, very loudly he is chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He is calling someone like that sound. That means he is giving full attention to mood of prayer, call to name in his heart, this way. And not necessary, we ask Srila Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj said, not necessary to think, this Radha Krishna is Hare Krishna, not this way, not necessary. Only mood of prayer, please you appear in my heart. I want to serve you this way. Hare Krishna, listen.
Why do many devotees recommend when you chant to just concentrate on the sound vibration?
Mm-hmm.
And to me it seems to be a bit like being in personal meditation. I also feel that I discovered it myself, that the mood of prayer must be there. And previously I just tried to concentrate on the sound vibration. And I found it very, very difficult to fix my mind. But since I realized that I have to chant in the mood of prayer, it is very easy to fix my mind. Much easy. Mm-hmm. And why is it that some other also senior devotees recommend to concentrate on the sound vibration? Just to concentrate on the sound vibration. Maybe, I don't know if I...
Concentration through the mind. That's also one kind of process of yoga. But that not will be fruitful for appear that from the transcendental world, that is fully autocrat. He is fully autocrat. And our very tiny power cannot attract him that way. But only mood of devotion and dedication, and through some agent possible to contact with him. But he is Swarat, Swarthesha Vigyan Swarat, in first sloka in Srimad Bhagavatam. Tene Brahma Hridaya Ja Adikavaye Mujjanti Jat Suraya. He can appear in the heart. It is fully depending upon his will. But I have only one thing, that is mood of devotion. And when it is through some devoted servitor, I can pass that easy way going to him. And other way it is only I can pray. And I can hope that it will be appear. You see, one sloka of Rupa Goswami expression is very nice there. Virachaya mai dandang dinobandho dayamba gotiriya na bhavatta kachidanna mamasti nipatatu satakotir nirbharangva navambha stadavikila payoda stuyate chatakena. That type of mood necessary. What is that? One kind of bird. He is only drinking water from the cloud. He is not drinking the water from earth, Maharaj? English?
Water from the
pond. Pond or any water he is not taking. When in the sky there a rainy cloud coming and he is loudly praising. That's singing. That's from our vision, we are looking his activity. He is loudly singing and praising, and when tip, some drops of water coming, he is going this way, he is taking. That's bird's name is Chataka. And Rupa Goswami, he gave example of that bird, which way we shall pray to the Krishna. Our prayer will be that way, I need only cloud, a drop of water. I have no amar kono rokom akankha nei. I have no desire to take from other place many water, but I need only the cloud's water. But coming from the cloud, that drop of water is sufficient for me. But when cloud coming in the sky, that time many things possibility to happen. From the sky, bolt, what is it?
Thunderbolt
can come and can destroy him. But he always that time running this way. The Virachaya Mahidandam, you may give me punishment. He Dinabandhu, that is, I am very poor, I have no any property of devotion actually. Dinabandhu Dayamba, you give me punishment or you bestow your mercy upon my head, you give me thunderbolt, or if you give me a drop of water, that is your matter. But it is my desire, without cloud, from cloud, water, I shall not take anything, water in this earth. This way, prayer, Rupa Goswami Prabhu son. That is very attentive and exclusive way, mood of devotion only can give us ki dite pare? একমাত্র আমাদের মুড অফ ডিভোশন, আমাদের প্রাপ্তি প্রয়োজন, একমাত্র আমাদের ঐকান্তিক প্রার্থনা তাকে আকর্ষণ করতে পারে, তার কৃপা আকর্ষণ করতে পারে, ডিভোশন ড্র হিজ গ্রেস মার্সি. এন্ড দিস শ্লোক ইজ ভেরি ক্লিয়ার হিয়ার, যে even Das Goswami sloka more hard than this. He, Das Goswami's expression, Asha bhare idamrita sindhu mai kathanchit prano kalo mayati gamita kilasam pratangihi tanchet kripang mai vidhashasi nai vaking me prano irvaje nacha varuru bakari naapi. He also do not want mercy of Krishna. That type, very hard, and expression is very clear. I fast 80 years here in Vrindavan. I am living here for your mercy. Hey Radharani, please you bestow your mercy upon me. I need your mercy, and that is my only hope. You one day must will give your mercy, but I fast many years after years, but till I have not got it. But I am living for that. Only this is my desire. Kalo.